USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
President Trump's comments as he held a Keep America Great Again rally in Sanford, Florida on Monday night. The event came just 1 week after his release from the hospital for COVID-19. Today's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett could generate fireworks as senators question President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. One of the things Democrats are expected to focus on is Barrett's past comments regarding Obamacare.
But in the midst of a pandemic, the Republicans want to strike down a law that 23 million Americans rely on.
Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin speaking there. The hearings begin today at 9 o'clock. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is working towards a health care plan that protects people with pre-existing conditions.
President Trump has made it very clear that we are going to repeal and replace Obamacare with the kind of health care that lowers the cost of health insurance without growing government, and we're going to protect pre-existing conditions.
The vice president speaking there on Fox News. The Los Angeles Lakers are the 2020 NBA champions. But before Laker fans hit the streets to celebrate, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is reminding them not to forget about the looming coronavirus pandemic.
Be cautious, to be mindful at the same time they celebrate this historic victory and celebrate one of the greatest basketball players that has ever lived, LeBron James.
The Lakers winning their 17th NBA championship. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
On Monday, President Trump addressed supporters at the Orlando Sanford International Airport. It was his first trip outside of Washington, D.C. since he was diagnosed with the coronavirus. According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, President Trump is trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in Florida by 3.7%. But according to Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, polls can't be trusted.
Well, first off, if the polls were right, we'd have Hillary Clinton, that didn't happen. So I think the polls are wrong. I think Donald Trump's going to win. I think he's going to have a nice win in Florida, and I hope that means he's going to have a nice win all across the country.
Senator Scott telling Fox News it will come down to the Hispanic vote, which will turn out for President Trump.
Well, I think the president's going to do way better with Hispanics than people anticipate. In my three races, I was able to win the Hispanic vote. I think the president's going to win the Hispanic vote in Florida because he's held the Castro regime accountable. He's been very focused on trying to have regime change in Venezuela. I think those things really matter.
And finally, a Tuesday night game in the NFL when the Tennessee Titans will host the Buffalo Bills. Also on Tuesday, the NFL owners are meeting virtually to discuss the COVID-19 situation. The league has already been forced to postpone and reshuffle multiple games because of positive tests among organizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.